The Southeast Alaska Land Trust, or SEAL Trust, has been around for about 2 decades. Its goal is to preserve and protect some properties, such as wetlands, from development. And most of the land that it owns is in Juneau. At her second story office downtown, Allison Gillum, the nonprofit's director, is trying to find the stack of property value estimates she received in late March.
The notice of assessed value cards, which any landowner here in town knows those cards well, you get them usually around March in each year.
All land in a community is taxable, but the city offers a lot of different exemptions. So when the stack of cards came in the mail, instead of a letter saying they qualified for the exemption, she knew something wasn't right.
And so in previous years, we've received those cards and our total taxable amount has been zero because we've been exempt. And this year we received the cards and we had a total taxable amount of our full property values, which was a surprise to us.
The exemption in question is for charitable purposes. Nonprofits qualify if their properties improve the moral, mental, and physical welfare of the public. The city's assessor's office determines a property's value, and in this case, if SEAL Trust's 14 parcels in Juneau, which are mostly wetlands, qualified for the exemption. Robin Potter, Juneau's assessor, denied the exemption earlier this summer. She said land preservation alone does not provide a charitable service to the community. The assessor says the organization also needed to prove that the land was being used for charitable purposes, like recreational facilities or improvements. Gillum disagrees.
People who live here in Juneau, in Southeast Alaska, in Alaska in general, I think most people don't need facilities to be able to recreate. I think the natural landscape that we're trying to protect is a wonderful backdrop to recreational activities.
Attorney Rob Palmer represents the assessor's office in the appeal.
And the reason for the denial was that SEAL Trust, according to the assessor, did not present enough information for the assessor to know that the property was actually being used for a charitable purpose.
SEAL Trust appealed the assessor's decision, but it was denied too.
Her opinion is that SEAL Trust did not qualify for the charitable purpose exemption, but that SEAL Trust might qualify for the community purpose exemption.
The nonprofit has qualified for that exemption since 2011, but after a meeting last summer, the group decided to pursue a different one this year. In the meeting, which took place about a year ago, the assessor tells the organization that the nonprofit never qualified for that exemption either, because land wasn't being transferred to the city.
CBJ did not adopt an exemption policy, and up until date, all of those parcels have been getting an exemption once the SEAL Trust took them over, and that was an error because we don't have a law for that. We did not adopt that law. So they are taxable, and they've been getting a full exemption ride for several years now.
Attorney Rob Palmer says he knows of the recording, but he couldn't comment on what was said. The trust's annual operating budget is about $300,000. Gillum says that a lot of the funding is restricted by grants and a contract the organization has with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Losing the exemption means the land, valued at $400,000, will result in about $4,000 in property taxes. At Monday's assembly meeting, members voted to hear the appeal. Their final decision is expected to take about half a year. The trust hasn't paid any taxes yet, but Gillum says the appeals have cost the organization time and money.
As a small nonprofit, this kind of issue can take a toll. So we're trying to address this issue without it taking over too much.
The nonprofit did apply for the same tax exemption for land it owns in Sitka. It was approved. In Juneau, I'm Lakitra Chavis.